People on the shore heard the sounding of the conch as the twin-hulled, wind-powered voyaging canoe approached. Warmline-painted yachts brought the canoe to shore as dancers performed in cedar hats and Chilkat robes. Occoquan leaders welcomed the canoe to their homeland. Elder Fran Houston said the four-year journey will be special and good for the communities it touches.
It means a whole lot to everybody. The connection is powerful. Everything right now is powerful. And I'm just real happy and just tickled pink.
The crew of the Hokulea and their Southeast Navigators lined the beach, facing the Tlingit elders who came to greet them. Houston led a song she learned from her grandmother to the visitors.
It's with love. And I love singing it. And I'm surprised that I sang both verses twice. So Gunakchish, I'd like to say you're welcome to the shore. And I'm happy that you're here.
The crew, some dressed in t-shirts and hats, others in leis and malo, return the welcome with their own songs and chants. The Hokulea was returning from a voyage to Yakutat and other Southeast communities. On Thursday, the crew will begin a more than 40,000-mile journey called Moana Nuakea with the goal to learn about land stewardship and unity from Indigenous communities around the world. Nainoa Thompson, president of the Polynesian Voyaging Society, spoke to the crowd about that history and about the Voyaging Society's relationship with Southeast Alaska's Indigenous communities, who gifted the Society two spruce trees in the 1990s to build another canoe.
I have the impossible task of kind of thanking everybody for not just making this day happen, but the whole journey through Southeast Alaska. That will take 2 months and about 1,200 miles.
Chris Blake is a part of the crew that traveled to Yakutat. Back home in Oahu, he teaches traditional, non-instrumental navigation and wayfinding.
It was a 30-hour journey, being on the inland areas, and then when we got out to the ocean, it's definitely a lot colder than we were used to. But the amount of things that we're seeing and the unfamiliarity with it, we were a lot of elders and people who were much more familiar with the area were there to guide us.
Blake said he was energized by the navigation and voyaging skills shared by the Indigenous Hawaiians and Southeast Alaska Natives.
You know, it was such great to see the abilities that we have and how they parallel a lot of the experts who are familiar with these areas and how, you know, although we're not necessarily truly related, but how a lot of our similarities are able to help us and to drive us into the things that we have to do, got us to our destination.
Blake hopes he can be chosen to continue to participate in the Moana Nuakea voyage as it circles the Earth. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumrie.